Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Christy, I really appreciate your time, and I know such a tough day for all the vendors who enjoy spending every fall out at the state fair. What was your reaction to when you heard the news today?
Well, honestly, this is something that we have been talking amongst ourselves, all the different vendors and the State Fair of Texas management team, for quite a while, trying to make sure that we made the right decision. So, and everything that's going on with the pandemic in Texas right now, I'm not surprised, I'm not shocked, but I'm deeply saddened.
Absolutely. What does this mean for your business?
Well, we are very fortunate as far as being concessionaires. The State Fair of Texas is all that we do. We don't go to other fairs or other events, so we're going to be fine throughout this. It's some of our other friends that's all they do is events that have really struggled this whole year. Some of them also have other restaurants that have been shut down, so it's just another blow to a lot of our good friends in the concession business at the state fair.
Do you get the sense, and you were obviously, you know, part of the discussion, at least on the outskirts, like you're talking about, do you get the sense that there was a chance that the state fair could have gone on if cases hadn't started to really ramp up over the last few weeks? Or what sense do you get?
Yeah, I kind of do get that sense. If the cases hadn't started ramping up, first of all, I just want to go on record and say that the State Fair of Texas management team, I've been at the fair. This would be my 51st year to work at the fair. This team that we're currently working with is the most creative and innovative management team I've ever seen. And we're trying to come up with every different ways, moving tables out of buildings or limiting spaces or doing whatever they could, doing virtual fairs or what. And trust me, they will come up with something. They will come up with something, so not to disappoint Texas. But I kind of think that had things not just really, you know, gone off the cliff just here recently, they might have come up with something. I do.
Absolutely. I know it's just such a pleasant thing to be a part of. And, you know, the state pride as well that we all feel, you know, walking into the gates and things like that. How does it break you up that, you know, just we're not going to be able to have that camaraderie as a state around, you know, food and agriculture and football and all those things that we celebrate during the State Fair of Texas?
I absolutely hate it. I've said in other interviews before that if we ever decide as a family not to open up our concessions and have someone else do it, that I literally could not be in Dallas in September, October. Well, now this year we're not going to open up, and I still may have to leave because it's going to be so depressing. We also said that I get to be the ultimate hostess for 2.5 million people in 24 days. So I love it. It's like, you know, welcoming everybody into your home and learning out about, you know, finding out about families and little kids that come back year after year after year. Now they're bringing their kids. It's just wonderful. And to be a part of that is amazing. My mother is 94 years old, and she still comes to the fair as many days as we'll let her. And so we've loved our family legacy out there. My niece often says the State Fair of Texas, it's not what we do, it's who we are. So this year is going to be really difficult. But I do know they made the right decision. Health and safety is number one.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.